This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Line and Uma with you. It is, of course, Talk Back Thursday. We know you're stuck in traffic. This Bukapwasa jam is upon you, but we're here to keep you company. Pick up your phones and call us on 03-77-109-000. You can also text us or WhatsApp us on our brand new number. You know, it's got a little rhyme to it, 018-789-8899. Easy to remember.
That's a Pizza Hut rhyme.
That's what I was going for. 018-789-8899. That's our all-new number to WhatsApp on. And, of course, you can tweet us, as always, on BFM Radio. Now, Father's Day is coming up this weekend, Sunday the 18th of June. And with that in mind, we thought we'd talk about the results of a study recently done by a vacation rental company, HomeAway. Now, we covered this briefly on Tuesday, but essentially what the survey found was that Malaysian fathers are seldom celebrated during Father's Day.
Collective, they often don't receive gifts. In fact, 1 in 5 don't celebrate Father's Day at all. Over 30% of the dads that were surveyed said that, you know, even they put a lot more effort into celebrating Mother's Day compared with any effort that they put in celebrating Father's Day for themselves. So the thing is, I guess this shouldn't really come as a shock, but, you know, it's kind of sad.
It is a little sad, but... Yeah, I'm the wrong person to talk about this. I mean, I celebrate Father's Day, but I usually let my sister do all the organizing.
Yeah, but even you do that even for Mother's Day.
That is true. I'm very awful with these days.
Birthdays. Yeah. Oh.
With these days. Birthdays, I'm better.
Birthdays, you're better.
Yeah, so birthdays, I'm good at remembering. But the Father's Day, the Mother's Day stuff, I let my sister buy the present, write the card, sometimes sign my name.
Along that vein, we actually have a poll on our Twitter feed asking you whether you spend more money on, and it's A, Mother's Day, B, Father's Day, and C, it's all a load of dot, dot, dot. So I guess, you know, that sentiment plays in with what you were saying a little earlier.
Well, that's my excuse, like Caroline. Every day is Father's Day.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess, you know, what is it then that makes us prioritize appreciation for one over another? Because it's clear, right, from this survey, are we even conscious of the bias? Now, I said this on Tuesday, that I feel that a mother's role, at least in the context of a family, is a lot more prominent, right? There's sacrifice, the devotion, very, very visible day to day. And over the past few decades, we've come quite a long ways, right, in acknowledging a mother's role.
No, you're right. They used to be somewhat invisible because that expectation was always there, and now we make it a point to celebrate the role of the mother, right? A lot of the discourse is wrapped around the fact that historically a mother's role wasn't well appreciated. In fact, it wasn't even acknowledged at all back in the day, right? And in trying to address that, there's been a conscious effort to right that wrong, and not just within families. You know, Hallmark.
Yeah.
We spoke to the guys at Lazada the other day.
Yeah.
Everyone's on the bandwagon.
Yeah,
right?
But, well, Lazada actually came out and said that they have equal love for everybody.
For everybody.
For everybody. So, but I mean, goodness. All you need to do is walk into a... Is there still a memory lane?
There is.
Yeah, okay.
There is.
Walk into a memory lane or one of those shops to get a card. And you'll see, you know, every card maker, every retailer sort of in the world is on that bandwagon. So, you know, there's also the notion of that physical bond, right? My mother saying to me, I carry you for 9 months. It's from a young age.
The pain of childbirth, 20 hours.
That's right. That's exactly it. So we've come to understand that our mums had to physically suffer that pain of childbirth. And then there's breastfeeding and all the other rigors that are traditionally the domain of women. So combined with societal culture, you know, the so-called Asian filial piety, you know, you're taking time out of our busy schedules one day of a year to show our appreciation to mums doesn't seem like a lot, and yet we don't seem to be doing the same for our dads.
Okay, so here's the question, right? In all of this, have we actually neglected our dads in the process? Mm-hmm. Because according to this survey and many other surveys done comparing Mother's Day and Father's Day, we most certainly have. So we want to pose that question to you this evening to find out what your thoughts are on the matter. Do you think we appreciate our mothers more than our fathers?
And on that poll that we're running, we have 48 votes in so far. 73% of those votes saying it's all a load of dot, dot, dot. And I'm just reading into that, that, you know, they don't celebrate anything at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
neither Mother's Day nor Father's Day.
Yeah, so you're on the Uma bandwagon.
No, don't call it that.
The Uma bandwagon.
So what do you think, folks? Do we appreciate our mothers more than our fathers? Call us on 03-77-109-1000. You can WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got Kopecky coming your way with Quarterback on BFM 89.9.
03-77-109-1000 to talk back. BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you on Talkback. You heard the man, 77109000 to Talkback. You can, of course, text us on 018-789-8899. We're asking you today whether we appreciate our mothers more than we do our fathers. Because, of course, Father's Day is coming your way on Sunday.
Just in case you didn't know.
Just in case you forgot. And a little survey recently conducted said that Malaysians spend practically nothing on their fathers, which is quite sad. Because, you know, for our mothers, we buy flowers and candy and all of that stuff. Mm. We've got Rashif on the line. Hey, Rashif, thank you so much for calling. What do you think, Rashif? Do we spend enough on our fathers? Do we appreciate them enough?
Okay, I would like to say, I think they are underappreciated.
The dads in general, you mean?
Yes.
Why do you say that, Rashif?
Okay, because when my children were smaller, I think they used to make a lot of Father's Day cards, and that's all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when whereas Mother's Day, the children are small, the father has to do a lot of work to make sure you get a good Mother's Day. Otherwise, there'll be a lot of, backlash, I would say.
A lot of backlash. Okay, so when you're talking about backlash, are you talking about backlash on the husband or on the children?
On the husband, okay.
Rashif, are you a dad yourself?
Yes.
And how old are your kids?
My children, they are 24, 23, and...
19. Oh, okay. Well, so they're all grown up.
So why do you think that's the case? Do you think it's merely because, of the backlash, or, you know, you feel that fathers are generally underappreciated? What is it exactly? I mean, when it comes to your kids?
I think... they wish you Happy Father's Day. They send you a WhatsApp message and all that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's it. To go out and buy a gift, I think they are not working yet, okay? They're still in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they won't go to that extent.
But do they go to that extent for their mom?
No, they don't. Actually, they go to that extent for mommy, and the father has to contribute, make sure we take her out for lunch or dinner. Okay,
continue.
Make sure there's a good present for her.
The father has to continue playing the role that he normally does. Can I ask you, Rashif, how would you like to have Father's Day celebrated? I mean, you know, if you could celebrate it with your kids any way in the world, how would you like to do that?
I think in the same context how we celebrate Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Flowers and candy.
No flowers, no candy. Maybe just a dinner, okay?
Yeah.
iPhones and fishing trips, Lara Chef.
Okay, yeah, iPhones, yeah, why not?
Rashif, thank you so much for your call and your thoughts. I think he's right in a sense, and it's what you were alluding to earlier, Caroline, this idea of us celebrating our mothers more than our fathers because of a lifetime of neglect. We feel that we now have to overcompensate. But in addition to that, I do believe that we often celebrate our mothers more because of the tone that the Asian father may often take. You know, I'm the breadwinner of the family. I have no time for this emotion nonsense.
Uh-huh.
You know, that often happens in a lot of patriarchs, don't they?
Yeah, so are we then associating that that lack of emotion or the alleged lack of emotion with the fact that they don't want to... I mean, I don't see it directly. They don't want to be celebrated on Father's Day.
No, but a lot of the time, maybe...
You don't want an outpouring of emotion.
Exactly. So it may feel...
Give me the gift. Don't wish me anything. Don't give me a hug. Is that better? I mean...
I'm always for give me the gift, la.
So so am I. Yeah, that works for me.
Let us know whether you think we appreciate our mothers more than our fathers. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can, of course, text us or WhatsApp us on 0187898899. That's our brand new WhatsApp number, by the way. You want to save that into your phones?
It is. Or go to our website, look for our address, and, you know, send us gifts and go.
Yes, that do that too. Yeah. We don't need outpouring of emotion.
No.
Send the gifts. Actually, we're not allowed. We have a no gift policy.
No, we do.
Suhan on the line. Hey, Suhan, thank you for calling in. Tell us, do we appreciate our mothers more than we do our fathers?
Well, for me, I come from a background where not that my father was kind of absent, but he didn't really contribute to the family like how a father would traditionally do, like bring home money and sort of like make sure I went through my education.
Right.
My father was in my life, but in a lot of ways, my mother was the one who played the role of the father by providing for me and
right.
Like providing for the home.
Right. Go on.
So, I mean, for me, I've kind of been brought up like in a different environment where fathers were never really present mm-hmm. In like most ways. But I feel a lot of like what we neglect for a lot of like perhaps present fathers is just because of like the expectations that we place on men in general. Like sort of like the idea of masculinity is to fulfill your responsibilities and not expect anything in return.
Mm.
Whereas when we look at women's rights movements, we always sort of like relate to the sacrifices our mothers make because of like the amount of oppression and like the expectations placed on them, and they don't get anything in return.
Yeah.
And I feel like sort of like maybe decades of perpetuating this sort of like, oh, we need to make up to our mothers that they've done so much for us, and this idea that women should expect like this sort of like compensation just kind of like made Mother's Day more of a big deal rather than suppress what Father's Day really is. Mm. It's more because, you know, we're beginning to place more value on sort of like the general like women's roles in a family, I suppose.
All right, Suhan. Well, thank you very much for your call and for your thoughts. I tend to agree with Suhan in that notion. I think we have this notion of masculinity, and yes, you do your job as a man and as a father, and don't expect anything in return, right? That's a very old-fashioned line of thought that has been indoctrinated into us.
Yes, sort of the role that we think our fathers should play. I don't know whether, well, you know, it's going to be very hard to debate that, you know, we don't appreciate, the fact that we do appreciate our mothers simply because of that sacrifice, because it's really complex, isn't it?
It is. I don't know if you remember this little, I guess we can call it a little controversy or outburst on the internet. I think it was a couple of years ago on Mother's Day, and some people had started this thing on Twitter or Facebook about celebrating your father on Mother's Day as well for the single fathers who play the role of mothers, and there was a huge outcry,
right.
And you know, typical internet fightler, you know, saying that why are you taking this away from mothers, and the same with Father's Day, right? So I think when it comes to these days that we choose to celebrate an individual, and it's not just fathers or mothers, it's, you know, Veterans Day in the US, for example, or even here, the police day, example. For me, that's very interesting because we have these days, not because we don't celebrate our parents on other days, but because it's a kind of a conscious reminder, just in case you may have forgotten.
Mm.
You know, don't forget the contributions of these individuals.
Yeah, but in bringing up those, I guess, other celebrations, it's a good thing in that it's one of those rare celebrations where it's gender specific as well.
It is.
So if you talk about Police Day, you know, that cuts across, you know, whatever, greed, color, all of that. You talk about Veterans Day, the same sort of thing. But a lot of this seems to be tied back to, I suppose, gender values, gender roles, and how, you know, how we've lived them conventionally.
Well, in a non-traditional family, if you will, of course that role will be celebrated differently.
Mm.
And you know, and maybe not so much and not so prevalent in Malaysia, because we're still awfully shy about talking about that sort of thing. But I think overseas as well, in non-traditional families, it doesn't matter what gender you are, you can take on on the role of father or mother.
Right. I'm just going to read a couple of messages that have come in. So this one saying, you know, it's a commercialized event. If you want to show appreciation, do it any day. Better still, do it frequently instead of once or twice a year. Also, fathers don't deserve appreciation for paying bills. You make the choice to start a family. It's your responsibility to provide. Many fathers here don't play the part of being a real parent. Spend quality time with kids. Involve yourself in their lives.
Oh, controversial. Call us if you agree with that text. We're asking you today whether we appreciate our mothers more than we do our fathers. This is, of course, following a survey and kind of found that many Malaysian fathers are seldom celebrated on Father's Day. We also, you know, we had a little Twitter survey, and the vast majority of responses so far have been that it's all a load of hogwash. So we'd like to know if you think that Father's Day and Mother's Day are irrelevant, right? You can call us on 03-7710-9000. You can text us on 018-789-8899. And you can tweet us on BFM Radio.
So, Joey sent this one in saying, the thing is, if I didn't tell my dad that it's Father's Day, he probably wouldn't even remember it. But I guess that's also part of the problem, right? If we're celebrating it for the token factor rather than the premise, which I assume is to show our appreciation to our fathers, not the fact that, you know, it's a specific day. This message saying men in general require less attention compared to women. Society has accepted this as a norm, I guess. I don't know about that. You know, I work with you and Ezra. I don't know whether you don't need the attention.
Hey, I'll accept needy. That fact, Caroline. I totally disagree.
You require
with
less attention?
No, I totally disagree with that notion. I think we need a lot of attention, Caroline. So, you know,
I understand.
Don't slack off is what I'm saying.
My best.
We've got Joe on the line. Hey, Joe, thank you for calling. So, do we appreciate mothers more than we do fathers, or are you just not into this whole Father's Day, Mother's Day stuff?
Well, hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm a mother worshiper, so I celebrate my mom no matter which day, whenever. I always celebrate her. I always take her out, buy her gifts, take her for dinner, lunch, breakfast, any day, anytime, shower or without shower. I only celebrate her, but with my father, not so much.
Why is that?
Okay, first of all, the way I was raised, it's more like mother sacrificed more than father. And secondly, most of the time, my mom is the one that supporting the family, and my mom always has to sacrifice her time to make sure that everything is provided in the family, and not my father. And my father is not the only father that I came across with like this. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that my father is bad. My father is excellent. He's a very good debater as well. It's just that my mom tend to do more than my dad.
So can I ask you this, though? So is your degree of appreciation for either parent then related to directly to what you feel they've sacrificed or done for you?
Yeah, for me, yes, definitely. Because I can see this very, very clearly since I was small until now.
Right.
All right,
yeah,
Joe.
And I can also see this with a lot of people. I mean, like, yeah, I can understand, like, some fathers, you know, like, they go out of their way to make sure that their kids are happy. But then again, they focus too much on that. And they focus too much on money, for example. They forgot that these kids, they need you, not the money.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Joe. Thank you for your call. And that's, I guess, a remnant, a legacy of a very old-fashioned indoctrination, isn't it, Caroline? This idea that go out and be the provider, if you will. We've got Harry on the line. Harry, you say it's not fair. Oh, sorry, we've lost you, Harry. Do give us a call back, and we'll push you to the top of the queue. That number, again, if you forgot, is 03-7710-9000. You can text us on 018-789-8899. We're asking you today whether we appreciate our mothers more than we do our fathers. This, of course, is based off a survey that found that Malaysian fathers are seldom celebrated during Father's Day. Ezra on the line. Hey, Ezra, thank you so much for calling. What do you think? Ezra, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, what do I think? Mm-hmm. I think we celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day the same way how our parents show their love for us. So, you know, moms are very emotional. They show their love all the time.
Right.
So we would reciprocate in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas dads are a little bit more reserved in how they show their love. So I think we also show up. It's not that we don't love them. It's just that we show our love to them the same way.
Yeah, so you're saying that it's the nature of the relationship that you actually have.
Yeah, yeah. And also I think because of the reactions that we get from the presents and the celebrations that we do with them. You know, you can imagine that whenever we go all out with for our moms, and the moms will go, "Oh, ah, you're lovely," you know. But if we buy a gift for the dad says, "Oh, yeah, that's fine."
Yeah, or I already have a bag, you know.
Exactly.
One of those.
Or this is too expensive. You should save your money, and you know.
Maybe it's because dads can be really bad gift receivers, because I've found that to be the case, right? With my dad, with my stepfather, it really is the case.
Not just bad gift receivers, they are also bad gift givers.
They
I
can't
give
say that.
Very practical stuff. So in return, we give them, you know, we do the same for them.
Yeah.
Whereas mom was always the one who goes all out and bought us all this ridiculous presents when we were little.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a reflection on our relationship with the moms and dads.
So we love them
ridiculously. Thank you very much, Izza.
We love them ridiculously in return.
I think we do, right? We're asking you today about appreciation of our parents. Father's Day is coming around the corner. Do we care about our mums more than we do our dads? Call us on 03-771-09000 and tell us your thoughts. We've got the news coming your way and then more talk back on BFM 89.9.
Hey, you, yes, you in the car. Yes, 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 you, I'm talking to you. It's time for TalkBack. So hands-free car kits at the ready? Yes? Good. Let's TalkBack on BFM 89.9.
Yes, let's talk back. Caroline and Uma with you. The number again is 03-771-09000. You can WhatsApp us on our brand new number, 018-789-8899. Save that number in your phones, folks. That's what we're going to be using from now on. We're asking you today whether we appreciate our mothers more than we do our fathers. There was recently a survey that showed that Malaysian fathers are often ignored or neglected on Father's Day. They don't receive gifts, no lunch dates. You know, it's just sad. I'm shedding a single tear.
You are, and I can hear violins
playing in the background. But yeah, hey, wait. Don't just take my word for it. Do you agree with that statement? That's what we want to know. We've got Sri on the line. Thank you so much for holding, Sri. You say that Father's Day and Mother's Day is every day.
Yeah, I do say that because I look at it, you know, we have kids. When I go back home, I make it a point to spend, despite reaching home as late as 8 p.m. at night,
mm-hmm.
I do make it a point to spend some time with my little ones. And they give me the small gifts, you know, things like bookmarkers that they've made themselves. They give me this birthday card that they've made themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly to my wife, and you know, I think that we don't need a special day for this. This kind of day to be celebrated.
Do you think that will continue along that path as your kids get older?
Yeah, I'm seeing that happening consistently.
Right.
Just
that's
that okay. The gifts are, maybe I would say the gifts are not as often as it used to be. But the thing is, more so it's like coming up and sitting down to it and opening up to it. And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I have no issues with that.
So, Sri,
every day is a Father's Day.
So, Sri, I have to ask then. I mean, I guess that stems from a culture that you've inculcated at home.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
And so what was that culture? I mean, was that something you encourage your kids to do with their grandparents as well?
No, it's a relationship between the father and children, and mother and children, especially I have always told them, if there's anything wrong you have done, just tell me. Just tell me, and you know, we can always talk about it. So, to a point that if anything goes wrong, even if they don't do well in the exams, they feel they didn't do well in the exams, before the result comes out, or just after the exam, they come back and they wait for me, they just tell me, I think I didn't do well in this part of the exam.
Right.
You know, I think that kind of stuff. So, and also, I see it very often when we go out together, they are with me. You know, maybe they feel a kind of comfort. But time of discipline, I discipline, which we need to. But yeah. We use the soft approach, like talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we lose our head, but then we know how to control it. I do believe it's more of a relationship kind of thing. And then
when they're doing things, just going, see what they're doing. Yeah. Just sitting down by them, encouraging them, you know, showing them, okay, you've done, this is, look, why don't you try this kind of design or something like that? Especially my daughter, she's very much into art and crafting. So,
very nice, very nice.
I just do simple things like that. It makes a lot of difference.
I think you're right, Sri. I think it does make a lot of difference, especially when it comes to, you know, the homemade gifts, Caroline. We all used to do that. And
well, that's the thing, right? So that seems to happen when we're younger. And that's where I feel, to a large degree, there isn't this bias that we're talking about, this supposed bias that we're talking about. So, you know, when you're young and, you know, you're not going out to buy anything. You're not buying anybody dinner. Let's face it. You know, you go to kindergarten, for example, and, you know, Father's Day is coming up. We'll make a card for your dad. Mother's Day is coming up, for example. You make a card for your dad. So, you know, there aren't the shackles that come with, I suppose, just growing up and life.
Yeah, so a bunch of people have texted and tweeted talking about the commercialization of these days, right? Mm. Valentine's Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day. Do you think part of that, Caroline, is due to the pressure then as we grow older, somehow we think our gifts have to be bigger, more expensive, more flashy? Because, you know, if we make a homemade card, our parents might just roll their eyes going, hey, you're earning a salary now. Mm-hmm. I raised you and spent all my money on you. The least you can do is buy me a new camera.
You're making Mrs. Ampi sound very unflattering, and she sounds a lot better than that, I have to say.
I don't know, Ma, if you heard what Sri said just now, if you're listening, every day is Father's Day and Mother's
you
Day.
You might want to try doing a handmade card for your dad this weekend and let me know how that goes. But this message that correlates with the commercialization of Father's and Mother's Day with gifts, are you not emphasizing how material things are important? Shouldn't upbringing be about emphasizing how materialism is unimportant? And I suppose that depends on how you choose to celebrate it.
Correct. And I think that's the question that we're asking ourselves today, because I take Mother's Day, for example, right? I mean, we celebrate it with something like flowers. And yes, sure, flowers on that day tend to be a little more expensive. But
a lot more.
Yeah, a lot more expensive. But, you know, you could always buy it, you know, a couple of days before if you want.
Well, you can start growing them in your garden like months before.
Yeah, but that isn't really, you know, the pinnacle of materialism, is it? It's a token almost of appreciation,
that's right?
We've got Victor on the line. Victor, hello. Ask not what your kids can do for you, but what you can do for your kids.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I never know when this Father's Day is.
It's this Sunday, Victor. It's this Sunday.
And I have never been reminded. But I don't mind, because I follow JFK. Ask not what your children can do for you. Mm-hmm. Ask what you can do for your children.
Can I ask whether your children celebrate Mother's Day then? So you've never been reminded of Father's Day. You don't mind, you know, which is really nice for you. I'm glad you don't mind. But do your kids take the time out and make effort to, you know, an effort to celebrate Mother's Day?
Yeah, I have only one daughter. She is made to remember.
Oh, I like that. That's good. A conscious reminder. So, Victor, did you celebrate Father's Day? Like, with your dad, was that something you did?
Yeah, I think maybe this is payback. Because I never celebrate Father's Day.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we go, Victor. I think we found the root of the problem. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, as always. We're asking you today about whether or not we appreciate our mothers more than we do our fathers. Yes, it is a very material question, because there was a survey that was done that kind of showed how little people spend on Father's Day in contrast to Mother's Day. I mean, not that we're saying that, buying a gift is a true reflection of your love, though it can be.
No, but it wasn't merely gifts, right? A lot of fathers just don't celebrate it at all. You compare that against the number of mothers that are celebrated on Mother's Day.
All right, we've got City on the line who wants to share her experience. City, please carry on. Tell us what's your experience with this.
Hi. So my father wasn't very present in my life, and when he was, it wasn't a very good experience. So we never really celebrated Father's Day.
Right.
So with my husband, it's completely different. So we're parents to a two-year-old, and he's, in fact, more present in my child's life than I am at this point, because of work commitments and stuff. So
right.
Coming to Father's Day, unfortunately, I'm not great at celebrating Father's Day. When it comes to this, but I celebrate every other occasion.
Right.
So Valentine's Day, anniversaries, anything you name it. It just so happens that Father's Day just completely slipped my mind.
Uh-huh. And you mean he completely slips your mind every year?
No, so last year was the first year where he was actually a father.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
My husband, so I did do something. I did a personalized T-shirt, and it wasn't a big thing, but there was an effort that was put in. Mm-hmm. This year, yeah, I've got to think of something to do now.
Can I ask you something? How would you have felt if he had forgotten Mother's Day?
Would you have minded?
So this is where there's a difference between the both of us, because I've always been the kind that tends to go a little bit out of my way when it comes to wanting to celebrate these kind of occasions, be it anniversary, Valentine's Day, blah, blah. He is a little bit on the reverse.
Yeah.
So it's typically a gift and full stop. So I think when it comes to the recent Mother's Day, I got a gift and that was it. I don't think he's ever forgotten per se. I think if he were to forget, I would be upset though, yes.
Right.
So do you have any idea what you're doing on Sunday? Yeah, don't worry, we won't tell anyone.
Yeah.
No, but do you have any suggestions? I'm blank.
You know, I'll be really honest with you. I was just saying this to our producer, Tasha, a little early. I find it really difficult to buy for men. I really, really, I mean, I really struggle with Uma's birthday, Ezra's birthday, Christmas. It's difficult. Uma?
Flowers just aren't enough for me. That's why, Siti. I mean, that's why Caroline finds it tough.
He's an ungrateful child, he is. I'm going to give him a homemade card. Is what I'm going to give him. You try that.
Maybe I'll try that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much for your call. Men are difficult to buy for. I don't disagree with that because I have trouble
buying for yourself.
Buying gifts for myself. Yes. I often do. We're asking you today about whether we appreciate our mothers more than we do our fathers. The number to call is 03-771-09000. Don't forget, you can WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899. You're listening to Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Time for the four T's. Tweet, text, talk, talk back on BFM 89.9.
That's right. Let's talk back. Caroline and Uma with you. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. 018-789-8899 is the number to text. We're talking to you today about parental appreciation. There was a survey done that kind of found that Malaysian fathers are seldom celebrated during Father's Day.
Which actually correlates with survey and data from around the world, because apparently globally, this is a thing. Fathers aren't celebrated much on Father's Day.
Right. And you know, one marker is, of course, the amount of spend, which is almost 50%, half of what people spend on Mother's Day.
Yeah, so that's right. So take comfort in the fact that it's not just Malaysian fathers.
It's not just Malaysian fathers. Fathers in general, right? So we're asking you why this is, and if you are one of these people that celebrates Mother's Day more than you do Father's Day. And we've had a bunch of reasons so far. We've had, you know, reasons about emotional unavailability. Mm. We've had, just the idea of appreciation. I think I love that reason the most. When you give gifts to your mother, the level of appreciation you get in return makes it worthwhile.
So there's that. And another thing that I was surprised to hear, actually didn't expect that, was that you feel as though you have to give different degree of appreciation to a parent depending on how much they've, or you perceived that they've given to you.
I guess so, their contributions to your life or to your upbringing.
And
right?
That's the thing, isn't it? So you're making comparisons as well.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's subconsciously, because you would compare at least one against the other, mother against father. Otherwise, you know, what are you using as a yardstick?
But also you're trying to quantify that contribution in some way, which might be quite difficult to do. So call us and tell us your thoughts. We've got Liu on the line. Liu, you say that it would be good recognition. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, mothers, I mean, women by nature, they always like celebration, like to be appreciated much more than guys. That go without saying. Correct me if I'm wrong. So guys is a bit different. As a father, they always serve as a provider. They provide, make sure that food on the table, everyone gets food, well taken care of. But in return, the smaller or needy, greedy thing, aspect of, you know, taking care of life, they probably have neglected in a way. So most of the children or kids will think that mother is the greatest because they care and spend so much time with them. On the other hand, they have never thought about being a father. They also have many sacrifices as well. Probably they have they've given up their hobby, fishing hobby or whatever hobby that they want. But the key thing is they wanted to make sure that their food. So when it comes to celebration, yes, father have never insisted or asked for any celebration on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think of this? Okay, so you're pointing out the fact that obviously fathers also sacrifice when it comes to their kids. It's not as visible as that sacrifice is where the mother is concerned. However, do you feel so, for example, you used fishing as an example, obviously all the working to bring home the money, if that's your traditional family setup. But do you think those sacrifices are as meaningful to the children as they are to you?
See, I think kids these days, they see very differently. They want material gain. They wanted time. They wanted plenty of time. But in the other hand, they must think of it as, who got to bring food to the table? No, someone got to do it. I mean, if the mother also doing the same thing, spending a lot of time with the family, where the money going to come from? From the sky? No. Someone got to work hard to make the money. Someone got to do it.
A lot of women are doing it. A lot of mothers are doing it, yeah.
That's why they've been recognized as Mother's Day. But Father's Day, well, they are doing it. They have to do it quietly. They will never ask for anything. Right? Mm.
So do you think then, Liu, that...
We guys never ask for anything in return.
But do you think then fathers should be appreciated more?
We wouldn't mind if there is one. But it's okay so long. But we wanted the kid to know that the contribution or sacrifices from father might not be as much, but they are there. We also contribute and sacrifice a lot as well. It's not fair. Not fair to for them to... Some of these callers will say that, no, the father never cared for them. Don't do anything. Ask her, how did she come to this world?
Well, thank you very much for your call, Liu. Can I just say this,
how
Caroline?
Did she come to this?
I just say this? The one point also that I have to point out that Liu may have been mistaken is about not being celebrated. I just want you to know, Caroline.
You want to be celebrated. You insist on being celebrated.
On being celebrated often.
I celebrate you every day.
The glory that is Uma, please. Thank you very much. We've got Shulina on the line. Oh, Shulina, I'm sorry. We lost you. Dropped
That's
call.
How she's showing her appreciation for you and celebrating Uma every day.
Clearly. Yeah. You can call us on 77109000. You can text us on 018-789-8899. We've got Ben on the line. Ben, you say that dads generally don't expect to celebrate Father's Day. Why do you say that?
Well, I'm not saying... hi, guys.
Hello.
I'm not saying that they don't expect to be celebrated. I'm saying that, being the provider of the family, maybe everybody thinks he has everything. What should we buy for him anymore? For the fathers, it's something always, she's struggling, has not enough money or something, and we always have this in our mind that dad has everything they need, so we don't have to buy them anything more.
Oh, so there's that perception, right? But of course, are you a dad, Ben?
Yes, I am.
And what about you? I mean, what do you expect from your kids?
Oh,
is
you
there
like
any expectation?
Yeah.
Well, the last few years, what I've been receiving is A4 paper where they make all kind of drawings.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think we should all try that this Father's Day.
That's the perfect gift. I don't need any materialistic anything. That is perfect gift.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your call, Ben.
Heading straight for office supplies after this.
And can I just say, I mean, try that lah this year. I mean, if you're against the materialism...
I don't have the guts. I would love to try it.
Oh, just try like Caroline and then record your father's reaction on your iPhone. We've got Shulina on the line. Hey, thank you so much for calling back. You're with Caroline on this. You say it's difficult to find gifts for dads.
Yes, it is. I mean, sometimes it is very difficult to find gifts for dad. So for me, since a very young age, I have been making handmade gifts.
And oh, really?
Seriously, that is... Yes, really. And I used to make handmade cards... And I used to do stone painting for my dad as well because I thought that there can be a paperweight for his papers.
Well, what about for the less talented amongst us?
Well, actually, there's nothing much on the stone. I mean, it's just a heart shape and a background painting. You're just saying, happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think I can do that, like an A4 paper and a stone. I certainly can do that for my dad.
Yes, because actually the thing is that sometimes we think too much of what we want to give, but sometimes the little things that matters most is the little gestures that you just say, hey, thanks, Dad, for everything. I mean, sometimes they're not really present. Yeah. They're not emotionally connected. I mean, even my mom, she's not really emotionally connected. Like, sometimes I do see my friends' moms are very emotional. They can hug and say that, well done, or you're such a lovely person. I don't get that because we are very... conservative upbringing.
Yep.
But I would say that it's up to the kids. Like for us, we have been brought up, or we see other people, or even see movies of how people treat their parents. So it's okay. I mean, you can actually make something and give them, and I think they will really appreciate it. And sometimes, you know, just buying a cake or celebrating and saying thank you, you know, it means a lot. But I remember there was one time I didn't make a gift, but I sent a WhatsApp message saying that thank you so much for everything they have done for me. And you know what my parents thought? Mm. They thought I was going to run away from home.
That's kind of sweet as well, in a weird way, yes.
Because they felt like, hey, how come suddenly you're saying thank you so many times? And, you know, they didn't get it. They didn't go like, oh, thank you, you're such a loving daughter. No, not like that. They thought, like, am I running away? Am I saying thank you for everything? You know, so it's really funny. And so in a way that sometimes, yeah, just making a handmade card or even just writing it on a paper, it means a lot. I mean, even if you buy a card and you were to say that, I love you, Dad, thank you so much, I think in his heart he melts, but he doesn't know how to show it.
Yeah,
you know,
well that's what,
very masculine, I would say that.
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing from a lot of our callers as well. Thank you, Shalina, for your call. We've got Alan on the line. Alan, you say dads don't know how to express themselves in that way. Oh, Alan, I'm sorry, we've lost you. You know, we're talking today about Father's Day and whether we appreciate our mothers as much as we do our fathers.
All right.
Caroline, we have texts and tweets.
We have a whole bunch of texts and tweets. Going to read some of them out for you. Jerome says, I feel that we appreciate them both equally but in different ways. However, we do show appreciation for mum more than dad. And perhaps that's how we tend to stereotype this need to demonstrate. Rong Rong says, hi, I think Father's Day is especially important for the people who have complicated relationships with their father. Fathers tend to have certain egos. Father's Day is a good excuse for the child to express love for the father and give him recognition as a father, and as a father they will feel good too. And I suppose, you know, that's an interesting way to look at it, in that if your relationship with your dad is uncomfortable, it's a great time to sort of mend that rift. This message saying, how many mothers commit infidelities compared with fathers? Another topic, another day, I'm saying.
Wow.
So this one, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. If any dad lives up to that, they'll definitely enjoy a similar celebration. This message saying, a lot of fathers think paying bills exempts them from spending time with kids. It does not. Captain Arriva saying, fathers are macho. Tak ada gift, tak apa. Alun says, Mother's Day is taken more seriously as the consequences of forgetting it are far worse than if you forget Father's Day. And Rocky Bojan with a very helpful suggestion saying, hello, good evening. Gift ideas for men and fathers include electronic gadgets, tools, and vacations. Men and dads dig that. So I think that's the reason fathers don't get presents, because nobody can afford that.
Yes, all of the gifts we need to buy for our dads cost thousands and thousands of ringgit.
One more here.
Yeah.
Saying, why are you talking about Father's Day today? Is it a slow news day? I'll say, no, it's because fathers matter. 89.9?
Hey, I see what you did there. No, but it's important, right? I mean, we need to celebrate our fathers. Sunday is Father's Day. Actually, we tend to do this quite often. Every time there's a big day coming up, we do it for Mother's Day all the time. But we too at BFM have neglected our fathers.
Although we know that fathers matter. So I guess a quick shout out to all dads listening in, a very happy Father's Day to you this Sunday. Hope you have a wonderful time.
Oh, can I also make a quick shout out to my sister if she's listening? I really hope you've got that present.
That's right.
I will sign my name on the card later. And I hope you're organizing some lunch as well or something like that.
You better be really good on Sister's Day, I tell you.
God there's no such thing. All right. We've got, after the 7 o'clock news, we've got some BBC programming coming your way. It's The Compass, and it's about the Palestinian territories and how they have the youngest population in the Middle East with a median age of under 21. And we're going to be exploring, or the BBC is going to be exploring, how these young people express themselves culturally. It's a really cool show, so stay tuned to that. All that's coming your way on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.